Welcome back to Chapters of Growth podcast. We are diving deep today
into
brainwave therapy frequency pendants.
Oh, cool.
You know those little devices that say they can harmonize like your mind using targeted frequencies. It does sound a little woo-woo.
Yeah.
But we've got like a whole stack of product descriptions.
Oh, wow.
Some are from Amazon.
Okay.
Some are from a website called metaphysicalproducts.com.
Right.
And we even found this really interesting excerpt.
Oh, cool.
That talks about like the potential benefits and the
science behind it.
Yeah, the science or like lack of science behind all of this.
Yeah.
So if you're curious at all about whether these pendants can really boost your focus, improve your sleep, or even unlock higher levels of consciousness.
Okay.
You've come to the right place.
I am so curious.
Me too.
This is where like cutting edge tech meets ancient wisdom, like
trying
to tap into the power of our own brainwaves.
Yeah. Right. And that's what I think makes it so captivating.
Yeah.
Like, is this real or is this just like total
lumbo jumbo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's back up.
Okay.
What are these pendants?
Yeah. What are they?
So from what I've read, they're these small wearable devices.
Okay.
Often they're made from materials like quartz or magnets.
Mm.
But the real magic is supposed to be in the frequencies that they emit.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just the crystals themselves. It's something else.
Yes. Yeah, like they say they emit these specific frequencies that can influence our brainwave activity.
Oh, wow.
And it's through this process called brainwave entrainment.
Okay. Brainwave entrainment.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's like you're using this finely tuned instrument to gently guide your brain into a desired state.
So, like, we're talking, like, manifestation, but, like, what technology?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, so imagine this. You were feeling super stressed.
Yeah. Overwhelmed.
Every day.
Like, every day, right?
Yeah.
And you put on this pendant.
Okay.
And it just starts emitting, like, calming alpha waves that help you transition from that, like, frantic beta state to a more relaxed and centered mindset.
That would be amazing.
Right.
Sign me up.
So, is that what we're talking about here?
I think so, but I think it's also more than that.
Okay.
It's not just about like relaxing.
Okay.
It's about like harnessing the power of different brainwave states.
Okay.
So we all naturally cycle through these different brainwave states throughout the day.
Like what?
Like delta for deep sleep.
Okay.
Theta for that kind of dreamy state between wakefulness and sleep.
Okay.
Alpha for relaxed focus.
Mm-hmm.
Beta for like the alert engagement.
Okay.
And then gamma for like those bursts of insight, like those aha moments.
I like that.
Yeah.
But these pendants, they're claiming to like give you more control over those states.
Oh, that's interesting. So instead of just like naturally cycling through.
You can like choose.
You can like pick and choose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's not just about inducing relaxation.
Right.
Some of these descriptions claim to like enhance problem solving abilities, boost creativity, even help with meditation.
Okay. So like if I wear this pendant, I'm going to turn into like Einstein.
Maybe. But like, what would that actually look like in someone's life?
Well, so like, imagine you're facing this like really challenging work problem.
Yeah.
Instead of getting like bogged down and stressed and frustration, you could use a pendant tuned to the beta frequency, which could potentially enhance your focus and like analytical thinking.
Okay.
Leading to like a breakthrough solution.
So like if you were having writer's block, you would put this on and it would help you like overcome that.
Exactly. And like on the flip side, if you're an artist seeking inspiration, a pendant emitting alpha frequencies might help you tap into that flow state where creativity just flourishes.
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah.
It does sound pretty enticing. Like you have a secret weapon.
Yeah.
To optimize your mental state.
For real.
But how does this technology work?
Yeah, that's the big question.
Yeah, because the descriptions mention things like Mobius coils and scalar waves.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of those.
Which sound like they're straight out of a science fiction novel.
Yeah.
And to be honest, the science behind how these pendants are supposed to influence brainwaves is where things get a little murky.
Oh,
the concept of scalar waves.
Yeah.
It's still debated within the scientific community.
Right.
So we're venturing into uncharted territory.
A little bit. Yeah.
But let's try to break it down.
Okay.
What are scalar waves and how are they supposed to be like interacting with our brains?
Okay. So think of it this way. If our thoughts and emotions are essentially electrical impulses within our brains, then maybe scalar waves act as a kind of bridge.
Okay.
Carrying specific frequencies that resonate with those brainwaves.
So like a tuning fork that sets Another tuning fork vibrated the same frequency.
Yes, exactly.
Even without direct contact.
Exactly. So the pendant emits these scalar waves, which, according to proponents, can entrain your brain waves, subtly nudging them towards a desired frequency and therefore a desired state of mind.
That's pretty trippy.
It is. It's like this merging of like technology and consciousness.
It really is.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, part of me is like, is this too good to be true?
Right.
That's a healthy question.
Yeah.
And it's where we need to look beyond the captivating promises.
Yes.
And dive into the research.
Yes.
Or in this case, the lack thereof.
Yeah.
So it's time to put on our critical thinking caps.
Okay.
And for our listeners who are already fascinated by the potential of brain optimization, we'll be sure to remind you later in the episode about our previous deep dive into neurohacks for enhancing cognitive power.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for now, let's stick with these brainwave pendants.
Okay.
What does the science actually say about them?
Well, so while brainwave entrainment itself is a real phenomenon studied by scientists.
Okay.
The research primarily focuses on auditory and visual stimuli.
Like?
Binaural beats or flashing lights.
Sorry.
There's very little scientific evidence specifically examining the effectiveness of wearable pendants.
So while the general concept of influencing brainwaves with external frequencies has some scientific backing.
Right.
We can't necessarily apply those findings to these specific devices.
Exactly. It's a classic case of needing more research to confirm or refute the claims.
Which can be frustrating for consumers who are looking for reliable information.
Absolutely.
But it also makes this exploration all the more interesting.
Totally. It's an invitation to approach this topic with both curiosity and a healthy dose of skepticism.
I like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of skepticism, there's another factor we need to consider.
Okay.
And that's the power of the placebo effect.
Yes. The mind's remarkable ability to create real changes based on belief.
Right. So even if there's no direct measurable impact of these scalar waves on our brain waves, the simple act of believing in the pendant's power could lead to some of the positive experiences people report.
That's a crucial point to consider, and it raises some intriguing questions about the interplay between belief expectation and our actual experiences.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really highlights the complexity of studying something like this. Like, how do you separate the tangible effects of the technology from the intangible influence of our own beliefs?
That's a great question. And it's one that scientists grapple with all the time.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to things like alternative therapies and mind-body interventions.
I'm sure.
But it doesn't necessarily invalidate the experiences people have with these pendants.
Right. It just adds another layer of nuance to the conversation.
Okay. So let's shift gears for a moment and talk about like the practicalities of using these brainwave pendants.
Okay.
Assuming someone is intrigued by the potential benefits.
Yeah.
And wants to give it a try.
Yeah.
What does that look like?
But how do you use it?
Yeah. Do they just wear it all the time? Are there like specific instructions?
That seems to vary depending on the pendant and the desired outcome.
Okay.
Some product descriptions suggest wearing the pendant during meditation or relaxation practices.
Oh, okay.
To amplify those states.
Like enhance those.
Yeah. Others recommend using it for specific tasks, like focusing on a work project or engaging in creative activities.
So it's more about tailoring the use to your individual needs and goals.
Exactly. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. And that's where personal experimentation comes in. It's about finding what works best for you.
Okay. And speaking of finding what works best, I can't help but think about those claims of reaching higher levels of consciousness.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
It's a phrase that gets thrown around a lot.
It does.
But what does it actually mean in this context?
Yeah.
Are we talking about profound spiritual awakenings or something more subtle?
It's a fascinating question, and it's one that these product descriptions often leave open to interpretation. Some might associate higher consciousness with mystical experiences or altered states of awareness.
Right.
While others might interpret it as simply feeling more connected, present, and aware in their daily lives.
So it's a bit of a choose your own adventure when it comes to defining those higher levels of consciousness.
It seems so, and perhaps that's part of the appeal.
Okay.
It allows individuals to project their own aspirations and interpretations onto the experience.
Which, in a way, circles back to the power of belief and the placebo effect.
Exactly.
If you believe that wearing this pendant will unlock profound insights or spiritual awareness, your mind might just create those experiences.
Precisely. It highlights the fascinating interplay between our expectations, beliefs, and the very fabric of our reality.
That's deep.
It is.
And it's a reminder that we are active participants in shaping our own experiences.
For sure.
I love that perspective. It takes the focus away from relying solely on external technology and brings it back to the power of our own minds.
Exactly. And it's a power we often underestimate.
Well, for those listeners who are eager to explore the potential of their own minds, I want to remind you about our previous episode on neurohacks for enhancing cognitive power.
Such a good episode.
Yeah, we delve into all sorts of fascinating techniques and practices for optimizing brain function.
It's a great resource for anyone interested in taking a proactive approach to their cognitive well-being.
But getting back to these brainwave pendants.
Yes.
I'm curious about the financial side of things.
Yeah.
Are they typically expensive?
Yeah. Are these going to break the bank?
Right. Is there a wide range of prices?
What should people be aware of if they're considering making a purchase? Like many wellness products, the prices seem to vary depending on factors like the brand, the materials used, and the specific technologies claimed.
Oh, okay.
You can find pendants for under $50.
Okay.
While others, often marketed as more advanced or powerful, can cost hundreds of dollars.
So it's important to do your research.
Yeah.
Be discerning as you would with any purchase.
Definitely.
Especially when it involves your health and well-being.
Absolutely. Don't just jump on the first shiny pendant you see.
Right.
Read reviews, compare features, and make sure you're comfortable with the investment.
And remember, even if you decide to give a brainwave pendant a try,
yeah,
it's important to approach it as one piece of the puzzle, not a magic bullet solution.
Right. It's about integrating these tools into a holistic approach to wellness.
Okay.
Which includes things like stress management, healthy sleep habits, and regular exercise.
It's all about those healthy foundations.
It is.
But for those who are intrigued by the possibility of subtly influencing their brainwaves,
yeah,
these pendants do present a fascinating avenue for exploration.
They do, and it's an exploration that requires both an open mind and a critical eye.
Yeah, it's like we've been saying this whole time.
Yeah.
It's all about finding that balance between embracing new possibilities and, like,
yeah,
staying grounded.
Absolutely.
So that brings us back to, like, the core question.
Yeah.
Are these brainwave pendants right for you?
It's a tough one.
Yeah, it's not something we can answer. Right? It really depends on, like,
your individual needs.
Your individual needs and expectations, mm-hmm, and frankly, your comfort level with a bit of uncertainty.
Totally.
So if you're intrigued by the idea of using technology to subtly influence your mental state.
Yeah.
And you're open to the possibility that the benefits might stem from a combination of subtle energetic shifts.
Right.
And the power of your own belief.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe these pendants are worth exploring.
I think so.
But even if you decide to try a pendant,
yeah,
it's crucial to approach it with a sense of mindful experimentation.
For sure.
Like, pay attention to how you feel when you wear it.
Right.
Are you noticing any shifts in your mood focus or sleep patterns?
Yeah.
Are you experiencing any, like, unexpected benefits?
Like, good or bad?
Yeah, it's about tuning into your own inner signals and seeing if the pendant aligns with your personal experience.
Exactly. And if it doesn't,
yeah,
well, that's valuable information too.
Right.
It's all part of the learning process.
And it's a reminder that ultimately we have more control over our mental states,
yeah,
than we often realize.
Absolutely.
And for listeners who are keen to explore more tools and techniques for optimizing brain function,
yeah,
don't forget to check out our previous episode on neurohacks.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. We cover everything from mindfulness practices to biofeedback technology.
That's a great complement to our conversation today.
Yeah, offering a broader perspective on the fascinating world of brain optimization.
Definitely.
But before we wrap up our deep dive into the world of brainwave pendants,
yeah,
I want to leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay.
We've talked a lot about technology frequencies and the science of brainwave entrainment.
Mm-hmm.
But at the heart of it all,
yeah,
lies the incredible power of the human mind.
It's a power we're only just beginning to understand.
Exactly. And as we continue to explore the frontiers of consciousness and technology, it's essential to remember that we are not just passive recipients of these external influences.
Mm-hmm.
We have the capacity to shape our own experiences,
mm-hmm,
to tap into our inner wisdom,
mm-hmm,
and to create positive change from within.
Well said. It's a reminder that true transformation begins with self-awareness and a willingness to explore the vast potential within each of us.
And on that note, we want to thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of brainwave therapy.
It's been a journey.
It has been a journey. We hope this exploration has sparked your curiosity and perhaps even inspired you to take a more proactive approach to your mental well-being.
Absolutely.
Remember to subscribe to Chapters of Growth podcast for more insightful explorations like this one.
We'll see you next time.
Until next time, keep those brainwaves buzzing with positivity.